Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Maybe it should have been off limits, totally. She started to have feelings for her crush. But accidentally, this crush happened to be the ex-boyfriend of one of her good friends.
Yeah, so
not good.
To clarify, she's always had a crush on this guy, even before she dated one of her friends. She just never acted on it. And so, and you know, she had been in a relationship, he had been in a relationship. The timing was never right. So she's always crushed on him. He ends up dating one of the friends, and then they break up. She has expressed that this isn't like a BFF, but it was more of like a B minus tier friend. So they're still in the same circle. They hang out, but they're not besties. Regardless, they're friends. So the two of them break up and she's like, do I make a run for my crush? But we wanted to gauge and help her out and decide if he would even be into dating somebody that was friends with his ex. He pretty much gave the green light. We anonymously asked him questions. He answered them. And for all intents and purposes, it was basically like, yeah, if I really like somebody and if it's right, if the chemistry is right, I'll date somebody. Doesn't matter if they're a friend with my ex. In order to be fair, because this is her friend's ex, we hit up the friend in exchange for a Sephora gift card to see if she'd ask some questions about friendship. And she, by no means, was okay with one of her friends dating her ex. I mean, there was no needing to read between the lines. It was point blank. You do not touch my man if he's an ex. There's plenty of fish in the sea, whatever. So Jenna was left to decide. All right, she knows the crush would be open. She knows her friend is adamantly against it. Did she make her move or did she respect her friend's wishes?
Hey, Jenna, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so there's the big question. What did you do? Did you betray your friend?
Don't say it like that.
I mean,
that's what it is.
Let's not beat around the bush. Don't speak truth.
Well, okay, as promised, here's what I decided to do about my crush, who just happens to be my good friend's ex. Well, I went for it. I told him how I felt. I know. And let's just say it did not go how I had hoped it would go. He definitely friend-zoned me hard.
No.
Like, yeah, there was no room for misinterpretation. Just like a polite but firm, I really value our friendship, but I don't see us that way kind of response.
So now you're double screwed
because
you betrayed your friend for a dude you had a crush on who didn't feel it back. So long as you can keep those two separated, you're good to go.
Well, yeah. And I thought that I had because, you know, after being super embarrassed and recovering from that, I just made him promise not to say anything to my friend because, well, that would just be way more awkward.
Oh, well, if he promised, I'm sure he'll keep the secret.
I mean, at first I thought everything was fine and I had trusted him, but honestly, lately she's been acting off, like distant and, you know, short responses, just different. And I can't shake the feeling that she knows something. But I don't know if it's my imagination, if he broke my promise, you know, and told her, or if she just like senses something is up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he definitely told her.
No, he promised.
He promised. Promises don't mean anything to a man. Nobody promises. Men have broken to me. So I feel really bad for you here, but I also think this is a good thing because I know how much it sucks to get stuck in limerence with a crush, which is basically when you can't get over them, when you don't have that closure. And what he gave you was the gift of telling you that he don't like you.
The gift of rejection.
The gift of rejection. And it sucks now, but then you can move on with your life and you don't always have to wonder what if.
And the truth of the matter is, this wasn't an A-list friend of yours, not the inner circle. I mean, you might have sacrificed a B-minus or here, but at least you shot your shot, but you're screwed all the way around.
Yeah, but if she's a B-tier friend, you'll find another one, or she'll move on.
Wow. Yeah, they're a dime a dozen.
Look how we treat B-tier friends nowadays, man.
Right.
This is horrible. You ran out of words?
Speechless.
Oh, no, sorry. I just got distracted. I think what I'm trying to say is I was just stuck wondering if I messed up more than I realized. Like,
oh, yeah. I would go with yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
That's pretty clear cut.
I mean,
give it time. Huh? It's fresh. Give it time. Yeah, give it like a few decades.
What time? It's over. It's a wrap.
Time is precious.
It's over, man. It's over.
No, I mean, it's over, but as far as like maintaining a relationship with him, and maybe you're reading into it too much because you're all in your head. She probably doesn't know anything about it. She just might have something else going on in her life. We tend to make everything about us, and it probably has nothing to do with you.
It's about her.
Yeah.
It's about her.
Go find yourself.
Yeah.
Go find yourself two D-rated friends that you're trading in for the B-minus friend. That's gone. That relationship is over.
It's time to move people up to the big leagues.
Yeah. It don't matter when it's a D friend.
Hey, the Bird Show.
All right, 2025. You're going to have to explain this one here to me, Abby. Gen Z is, what is micro-retiring?
So Gen Z is doing this new thing where instead of waiting until they're the ripe old age of 65, they're deciding to work really hard for a couple of years and then deciding to quit their jobs and take long extended period breaks that are kind of like little mini retirements. Because they're like, why am I going to wait until I'm old, gray, and crusty to enjoy the Maldives? I'm going to do it while I'm young, fresh, and fun. So I have a friend that's doing this right now. She's been working with the same company out in LA for like 7 years. And her family has always really been into travel. Every time I see her cousins like doing something, they're always like on a cruise somewhere. I'm like, do you guys not have jobs? And they're like, not right now, but I will in a year. Because their philosophy is just really grinding it out for a couple of years. And then racking up some money, taking that and doing a little mini sabbatical so that when they go back to work, they feel like they had some time to really live their lives.
Okay, so here is, what is this, at Josh Dreen on Instagram explaining exactly what micro-retiring is.
There's a new trend called micro-retiring that has Gen Z taking small breaks throughout their career instead of a long one at the end.
I am in a micro-retirement right now.
I am microdosing retirement as a 30-year-old.
This comes at a time where work is starting to feel less like a sprint and more like a marathon. And so micro-retiring is Gen Z's version of taking water breaks along the way.
I know I'm not the only person terrified of going to an office every single day, 2 weeks vacation a year, and then retiring at 65 and having to fit decades worth of living into the time you have left.
When you take a look at these unretiring baby boomers and Gen Xers who can't afford to leave the workforce, these young adults are like, maybe we should reinvent the wheel. Let's micro-retire.
I have never felt better. I've never felt healthier.
The reason why things are shifting is because traditional models of employment aren't keeping up with the needs of the modern workforce. It's a signal that employees want balance and purpose and flexibility. And the companies that can deliver will lead the pack. But would you micro-retire? If you could.
So I'm getting mixed messages here because we hear from Gen Z all the time how difficult it is to get a good job, land a good job, right? So if you do this and you're trying to secure your job, but you take a break, you're just assuming your job is going to be back or you're going to be able to find a similar job. It's taking a tremendous risk.
It is. I mean, however, if you look at the numbers, unemployment actually was like at its lowest here not that long ago. Not saying that it isn't hard out there for some people, but just if you're looking at the raw numbers, I feel if you have a job, I totally endorse this. Like I would do this. But if you want a career, I don't think it's beneficial. Like, I don't know if I would be where I am in my radio career if I had taken micro retirements.
Certainly not. Yeah, it just doesn't. You're taking a tremendous risk. I mean, you have to be so good that you know when you get back from your quote-unquote retirement, there's another job lined up for you. Mm-hmm. I don't think people are that good.
I think that's the issue. I mean, I get it. I feel like Gen Z is funny because this, to me, is not like a new idea. It's just something that most of us were not fortunate enough to be able to do. But if you do have the means, as in like the money or a job that you can micro retire or long vacation, whatever you want to call it, then absolutely.
I just am picturing Gen Z trying to explain that to an employer in the job interview. Like, what's the 6 month gap in your resume?
Right.
And then them having their little Starbucks and being like, well, I was just micro retiring.
Yeah.
I was in the Maldives. I have my boyfriend, Jason. I just don't think that's going to go over well when you try to get a new job. Mm-hmm. Not saying that people wouldn't be receptive to it. My anxiety personally could never.
Well, and also as a manager that's doing the hiring, I'm going to be like, so if you did that to your last three employers, why would you not do it here?
As Bert of the Bert Show and doing the hiring and being the final filter, you are about to hire somebody and then you found out that they micro retired.
Yeah.
Are you going to, is that person going to be desirable?
No, that's the end of the interview.
Yeah.
So
over.
This is a bad time to say I'm not renewing my contract. I'm micro retiring.
Yeah. I end up macro retiring.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, who wants to play Lose Burt's Money? All right, here is your question. All right, I'm lining up three people right now to answer this question. Men are much more likely to share this with their partners than women are with theirs. Okay?
STDs.
Maybe so.
Yo.
All right. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling us from, Tina?
Newton, Georgia.
All right. Appreciate you listening. You got the first crack at $100 with every incorrect answer. I take 10 bucks away. Men are much more likely to share this with their partners than women are with theirs.
Oh, gosh. Toothbrush?
What was that again, babe? Toothbrush.
Toothbrush. Oh, that's not really a bad answer. It's not the one we're looking for. So now we're going to take $10 away.
Okay.
Good morning, Cynthia. You were on The Bert Show. Hello.
Hey, hello. Is it the number of people they slept with?
Is it the what?
Number of people that they've slept with.
Very good answer. Very good answer. Not the one we're looking for today, though. So we are now down to $80.
These are good.
And we go to Vanessa. Hey, Vanessa.
Hey,
where are you calling us from?
From Duluth.
Duluth. Okay. So what do you got? Men are much more likely to share this with their partners than women are with theirs.
Well, I know this is true in my relationship. Is it their food?
Yes.
Is it their food?
Oh.
No.
It's not. Oh, that's what I was thinking
it's
it was.
Not.
They still haven't guessed my guess.
These are good answers.
All right. Well, you're taking another $10 off. It brings us to what amount of money?
Tina, for $70.
What do you got, Tina?
Oh, God. Someone already said the answer. I was going to say the number of people.
Men are much more likely to share this with their partners than women are with theirs.
I have another idea.
I think I know what it is.
I have no idea.
Okay, we're going to pass on you right now.
Okay.
All right, so that's another $10 that we take away, and now we go to Cynthia. Okay, Cynthia?
For $60.
Is it like when they're in the bathroom, they have the bathroom door open?
No.
What?
Bathroom habits.
Bathroom habits. Share the bathroom habits. It is not.
Okay.
Okay. So that's another 10. Now we're down to 50, right? Hey, Vanessa.
Is it their clothes?
Their clothes. Mm-hmm. No.
What?
Is that what you thought it was?
We all thought it was clothes.
Okay.
Mo's got a good one. That's a good one, Mo.
Okay. We are down to what? $40 now?
$40 for Tina.
Tina, what do you got, Tina?
Achievement or success at work?
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Achievements or success at work. Nope. That's not it.
Yeah. Men never share that.
Taking $10 away from that. And who we are now?
We are down to Cynthia for $30.
I'm afraid this answer is going to be anticlimactic compared to the ones that you guys have done.
Yeah.
Really?
I think Mo's got it.
I feel like that got to be it.
Is it? I don't know. Is it their fears?
Their fears.
Huh. Oh, that's not a bad answer.
Men are more likely to share their fears with their partners than women are with theirs. Good guess. Not the one we're looking for.
All right. Vanessa, $20.
Their car.
Car. Sweet. But not the right answer. Okay. This is it. For $10. I don't know how you're going to spend it all in one place, Tina.
I can't think of anything. My partner and I shared everything together.
Men are much more likely to share this with their partners than women are with theirs. Much more likely.
I'm out of blank.
Okay. Zero. Not a nothing. Mo, finish him off. What is it?
Money.
Money is not the correct one either.
It has been in my experience.
Bro, do I have stories for you? Okay. It was cell phone password.
What? Oh.
Your cell phone password.
Really?
Men are more likely to share this with their partners, I'm guessing because their women are demanding it, than women are with theirs. The password.
Huh.
Yeah. All the other guesses were way better than that.
They really were.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I got a really big name on my podcast this week, and I'm very excited to share with you the lore of Sepia Bride. The lore of Sepia Bride. So Sepia Bride went viral over the summer, all due to some wedding photos that came out that she was not happy with. Now, she got married, I believe, last summer, so like May of 2023. And everything, you know, was fine. She didn't really feel a type of way about her photos, but she said that she went back and looked through them and something was just not quite right about them. And when she brought it to the internet, it split people right down the middle about how they felt about it. So the reason she came on my podcast is after going to war for these photos on the internet, she got a divorce. And for you to understand how much this shook the internet when this came out, I have to tell you the entire backstory of Sepia Bride. So here's the lore. So essentially, she got married in May of 2023. She finds this photographer. She likes the style of the photographer's editing. It's got this golden glow. And when she saw these photos from like the past portfolio, she never thought she was going to get in a situation where she was going to have to ask for the raw, unedited photos.
Her feed looked so bright, airy, but also had this goldenness to it, and I loved that. So this is when gets a little crazier. Our wedding day was overcast. Nothing you can really do about that. However, a photographer should know how to shoot in an overcast situation. So she delivered the photos. And of course, right away, I'm like, oh my God, I love them. I love every single one of them. I'm like beaming of excitement. And then for about 30 days, I'm staring at the photos and I'm like, why is there something bothering me? Like, well, I couldn't put my finger on it until I realized I'm a makeup artist, okay? I was a makeup artist in the wedding industry for years. And I did my own makeup for my wedding. And I'm staring at the solo pictures of me and I'm like, I kind of look really pale and my makeup isn't showing at all. Like, my hair has these red highlights in it and I look extremely dull. So I raised my concerns to her and she goes, okay, I charge X, Y, and Z extra to edit photos. I'll edit them to like enhance your makeup and whatever. Great. So what I'm about to show you, the top photo she edited to enhance my makeup. The bottom photo was me in real life. That was my makeup shot on just an iPhone picture. What did she put on my lipstick? What blush am I wearing? Like, what is on my eyes, my skin, everything? So then I raised the concerns to her and she so kindly said, you know what? I don't think we're going to come to an agreement. So let me send you some of the raws of that moment. So when she sent me the raws, I noticed something. This is the photo that she sent me that I look like I have a black eye in. And this was the raw that I edited to have a brighter, more natural feel. And also I went into my eyes to make them brighter. So that brought me to look in even further to every single photo and dissect everything. I then came to the conclusion that I need to reach out to her and tell her that some of the edits felt like they were a preset that was copy pasted and I wasn't happy whatsoever.
So basically she's saying that this photographer's style kind of has this quote unquote sepia, however you pronounce it, look to where it's got this like brownish tinge to it. So she notices it, she knows what the problem is. And so she decides to get the photographer on the phone and she is going to ask to get all of the raw photos because she likes the pictures, but the way they've been edited don't look good to her.
I'm about crying on the phone at this point saying, I'm so unhappy. I need to make my wedding album. Is there there any way that I could look through all the raw images and just pick out certain moments that I could then edit myself? I will sign any contract that you want, states that I won't share these photos. They're literally just for a photo album for my family and I, and for Michael and I. And I was practically like begging her and crying on the phone, just saying like, this is my wedding day. Like this would mean so much to me just to be able to get all the raws and edit them myself. I'm not happy. I don't want you to lift another finger, nothing. I will do all the work for you. She's like, you decided that you hired me. You knew my editing style and everything before you hired me, like too bad basically. So now I'm crying even further and my husband gets on the phone. He's like, please, my wife is so unhappy right now. Like, this is our wedding day. You're holding the photos hostage from us, basically. Like, what are you going to do with our wedding photos? We're not asking you to do any more work other than just hand them over and we'll sign whatever you want. We even offered to pay her $1,000. She then says, it's going to be $4,000 for all the raw images.
Oh, no.
Okay, I understand that raws are never really given out for wedding for weddings and wedding photographers. But if I was a wedding photographer and my bride, the one day that she's meant to get married, the one day, and you're not going to make sure that she's happy, what photos aren't you happy with? Can we select 20 of them? Can we just give you the raws of 20 of them? It'll be $500. What I was willing to work on something like that with her, slams it down, tells me it's $4,000. Too bad. So sorry. You hired me. You knew what you were getting into. Well, no, I did not know that I was going to be working with someone that wouldn't make sure that the bride was happy at the end of the day.
So she has the entire internet split over the summer. Some people are on the photographer side. They're like, listen, this is just how you do business. She's got to pay the bills. And if she's going to give you all of these photos that you now have access to do whatever you want to, that's going to be worth $4,000. But then there's the other half of the internet that was like, well, she's the bride. She's a paying customer. Like, the customer is always right. You should do whatever it takes to accommodate your bride and make her happy. So this, I mean, gets on all of the major platforms, BuzzFeed, all these big articles that you typically see come out, Daily Mail, I'm sure. And everyone's getting up in arms thinking that this bride needs to get her photos so that she can remember the happiest day of her life forever. And then it comes out she got a divorce.
What?
Yep. She recently posted on TikTok that after all of that, she and her husband that got married from this entire photo scandal are getting a divorce. So I slide into the DMs. I'm like, what's up, girl? Hey, I do this for a living. You want to come on? And she basically gives me the whole rundown as to what happened in their relationship. And just to kind of give you the tease, it does have to do with business. But if you want the full story, you can head to my podcast. Oh. The Breakup Breakdown, wherever you get your podcast.
Is that this week's episode?
Yep, it already came out. And then the Personality Hires, AKA the Burt Show Youth Group, we did a little reactionary episode and got into a debate as to who we think is right.
So this whole industry thing, I don't really quite understand. So to me, it almost seems like an easy fix, but that's also because I'm very ignorant about it. If you've already taken the photos, right, why would you charge $4,000 just to hand over what you already have done?
I think from industry professionals, from their standpoint, is I edit them a certain way and you can only do so much with that one photo. Whereas if I give you a raw unedited photo, you can put 1,000 different filters on it any which way you want, which I guess changes the photo or it's added value essentially. I'm personally more on the side of the bride where it's like, if I'm a photographer, I just want her to be happy, shut up and go away. But I mean, if this is your business and there's value attached to being able to add different shades and whatnot to it, then there's cost to it.
For the photographer, you don't want people tampering with your work. That's why they do the edits and they give them to you. And like, there are requests, like if you post this on social media, don't crop it XYZ because I positioned it a certain way to look a certain way because different photographers have different aesthetics. Of course, you knew I immediately pulled up Sepia Bride to see like, and I get it. Like when there's some like before and after photos and the before ones are bright and they're giving life where the sepia tones are just kind of like a brownish, it dulls everything, right? And that's that photographer's aesthetic. And I think that's why she's sticking with it. Like you saw my work, you know, this is like the filter or however I choose to edit my photos. And you would hope there'd be some kind of compromise there. I do feel like the photogs being a little bit of a hard A. It just sucks when you hire somebody for your wedding and you don't mesh.
Uh-huh. Well, the good news is she's never going to use the photos because she's divorced now. Yeah. That's good news. Happy ending.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter in the end.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shaking my head as I open up my emails this morning at my kid. I told you guys, last week, that my 17-year-old and I were sitting on the couch the other day and we're watching a movie. And this is the way he and I communicate, is just, sitting down and having a 45-minute conversation for a 17-year-old kid is nearly impossible. And also for a father that has no focus at all, that's really difficult also. So we have sort of fallen into this pattern where we'll watch a movie together or a sporting event, and then I'll bring up something major and we'll pause it, and then I'll tell him what's going on and we'll have a brief conversation about it. And then we'll start playing again, whatever it is we're watching. And then he'll say, oh, you know what I didn't tell you? Blankety blank. And then I'll pause it and we got, right? So we did this whole dance a couple of days ago. And then one of his things was, hey, oh, yeah, I got accepted to Ole Miss. I'm like, that's kind of a big deal, dude. Maybe when you got it, you know. And then I told you guys at the time that I should have known this, because I was getting emails from Ole Miss congratulating me and welcoming me to the Ole Miss family, which I did not know I was a part of until I got that email.
Surprise!
Apparently, I am now part of the Coastal Carolina family as well.
Wow!
Your family just keep expanding. Yep.
He didn't tell me that he must have got accepted to Coastal Carolina as well, because I am now being welcomed to the Coastal Carolina family.
No, Hollis, he's got two options.
Two options.
Congratulations.
So both places that he's really was fired up about before, but yeah, as we're going through the process, I told you guys he wants to be a dog. So he's going to go to UNG. I think this is his game plan right now. I will know this as we're watching the Super Bowl together this weekend, and I pause the Super Bowl for a second. I will ask him.
Hey.
But I think his game plan is to go to UNG, get his grades up a little bit. He's going there this weekend to check out campus with a potential roommate also, and then transfer on over to Georgia. That's his mindset right now.
Nice.
Now, the other one I wanted to give you guys an update on, I told you a couple of weeks ago, again, you know what? This one's on me, because my phone was on Do Not Disturb. Hayden hits me up in the middle of the day, and when I finally get a text later in the day from his mom saying, hey, you might want to check in with your son, Hayden, he was involved in a hit and run a couple of hours ago. I'm like, well, that's bad.
Yeah.
So I text her back immediately. Is he okay? Yeah, he's fine, but you should check in with him.
Yeah. Fun fact, go ahead and go into your phone after this break and change that your son's numbers can get through even though you have Do Not Disturb on.
Yeah, you had mentioned that the other day. I didn't know that was a possibility.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Your phone is never not on Do Not Disturb.
That's a really good feature. It really is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so when I finally caught up with him, he told me the story that he's down at SCAD and he's got a scooter and he cruises from class to class around Savannah.
Which is very economical.
Don't do him like that, man.
I did the same thing in college, man. When I was going to San Diego State, I had a wee. Also, man, it's just funny, right? So he got sideswiped on it by a car a couple of weeks ago that left him in a ditch, basically. Well, he went all stumbling all around, and they just sped off.
That's crazy.
Terrifying.
Damn. So, you know, he leads with, I'm okay, but yeah, I do want to let you know that I was hit by a car on my scooter, and if you could send me another scooter, which I just happen to have, then that would be awesome. So I sent him the scooter, and I'm like, so are you going to press charges? Are you going to look into this? Because at this point, he had no idea who the dude or the woman was. And he was really reluctant on it. My kid has such a big heart, and he's just like, what good is it going to do? I'm fine. I got a little scratch on me. Yeah, the scooter's jacked up, but that's not a big deal, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
People can't just go around hitting scoot scoots and driving off and not take accountability.
This is America.
Right.
Right.
You got to pay for hitting a scoot scoot.
So I catch up with him yesterday, and we were talking about some things, and I'm like, hey, man, I just wanted to know, did you ever go to the police about the hit and run? And his answers are so hated. It's just so hated. Who is an anime kid, just likes to be in his dorm room doing anime stuff, whatever that is, and playing video games, right? And he said, I filed one. They said they'll look into it. Which I wrote back and I said, sure they will. Mm-hmm. LOL. And then I needed to get a little bit more for them, from them. What was your deciding factor to go for it? And this is so Hayden, I can't even believe it. He says, I had the time.
That's a valid reason.
Was just sitting in my room, didn't have anything productive to do for school, so I just went down.
I got time today.
That was it. So the police, I'm sure, it's bumped up to priority on their list in Savannah.
But knowing Stacy and that she is a mama bear, yeah. Was she a factor in getting him to file this?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. I think she sort of had the same. You know, he's 22 years old now.
Yeah.
Like, you're an adult. We can guide you, but you're going to do what you're going to do, right? So he had the time.
He had the time.
Yeah. He went down there. There's no chance at all that he's ever going to follow up. So unless he's got nothing to do one day and nothing productive on his plate.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
We got to talk about why Meghan Markle is getting some flack on the internet. But before we get into that, congratulations are in order for Shaboozy. Just broke a record. It has now been number one on the charts for the 27th week, which is more than any other song in history. It beat out The Weeknd's Blinding Lights for the honor. So congratulations.
It makes sense to me, man. I keep telling you, when is this song going to burn? Like, every time it comes on, I'm still like, I love this song.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult as an artist to make a song that can be around that long and you don't hear people saying, I never want to hear this song again. That is a huge feat.
I think I've cracked the code as to why that song is so successful. And it's because every time it comes on, it instantly evokes memories of like 12:02 at your favorite dive bar and your favorite song comes on and all your friends are around you.
Yes.
That's what that song feels like to me.
For my generation back in the day, it was that Chumbawamba song.
Oh,
I get knocked down, but I get up again. It was a hit on the radio, but then when it would come on in bars, it didn't matter.
Pissing the night away.
Yeah. It's pissing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was kissing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Those are two very different activities,
Very different. I thought they was kissing the night away.
I had a vodka drink and a vodka drink.
That makes way more sense.
And I think overseas, I think that word is like drunk and drinking.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah,
interesting. All right. Well, Meghan Markle.
Nobody was kissing.
I love U.S. history with my elders. Okay, Meghan Markle is getting a little bit of flack for posting something on her social media. Because if you remember, she's back on Instagram again.
Yes.
She had to get rid of it because she was going to do the whole royal thing. They decided it's not for them. And so she's back on Instagram and people are giving her a hard time, not necessarily for what she did, but her posting about the action that she did, if that makes sense.
Mm-mm.
So it doesn't make sense. let me break it down for you. People aren't mad that she did something, but they're mad that she posted about it.
Yeah.
So Meghan Markle, I guess, was doing some humanitarian work out at the LA fires and talking to people and, you know, doing what they can to help.
It is her hometown.
So she and Prince Harry are out there and they're talking to people. And she says that she ran into this family that saw their home burn down in the fires. And she said that one of the members of the family was a 15-year-old girl. And she and the mom were talking about the fact that they were looking for this Billie Eilish t-shirt. I guess this really meant a lot to her. It was in the dryer. And of course, they get to their home, the site of where their house used to be, and everything, of course, is burned down. So she's talking to the family and she's like, you know, I wonder if there's anything I can do to get you that merch.
I made a voice note and I was like, please, can someone get this voice note to Billie Eilish? Here's what I'm asking. You guys, I don't even know what all this stuff means, but it's signed for her. Is that a thing, the lunchbox thing? I don't know. This is when I feel really old. Huge thank you, Billie Eilish. This is going to mean so much to her. And honestly, to Adam Levine and Vahati, you guys helped get this over the line. To everyone who's showing up for people in big and small ways to get through what's happened in California, just thank you so much. I'm going to go and email her mom now. Just wanted to share that with you guys.
So she has all of this signed merch from Billie Eilish. And of course, the no good deed goes unpunished. And people are like, okay, so lovely that you did that. But why did you feel the need to tell the world that you did that?
I don't got a problem with this at all. Because she's not saying, hey, look what I did. I think what she was doing, at least the way I'm interpreting it, is like she's thanking Billie Eilish for helping this kid out. Thanking Adam Levine and his wife also. It's not putting the focus on her. I mean, yeah, she was the connection for it all. But she's doing good, so I don't see the problem with this.
No, I mean, it's good PR for her. It's good PR for Billie Eilish, and it's good PR for her other celebrity friends. But I think she's garnered such a reputation for being a little... I think her reputation is that she's a social climber. I'm not calling her a social climber. And so when you see this video that makes her look really good, where she's name dropping all of these celebrities, I think people are taking the spin of, okay, you're doing this to make yourself look like you're this big A-lister when you should have just done this good deed in private.
You know who I think has navigated this so well, and I'm not sure how she does it, is Taylor Swift. She does so much good for so many people. And that, quote unquote, somehow leaks out every time, but it's not Taylor actually the one telling you what she's done. I don't know if her people get to those that are affected by all the goodness that Taylor does and says, hey, you know what would really be great if you could share this on social, or they do this voluntarily, but you never see her brag about herself.
I also...
Do you?
Do I see her brag about herself? No, because she doesn't need to.
Right.
A, because the outlets want to be able to put Taylor Swift in any kind of headline because they know it'll get clicks. But also, if she's doing good for something, like I remember she visited a children's hospital right after the tour ended, and she gifted one of the patients the outfit that she was wearing. And of course, like, you want to tell people that Taylor Swift gave you a gift because that's, I mean, first of all, you want to thank her, but also it makes you look cool. So I think it just kind of happens organically for a celebrity as large as Taylor Swift.
I think Mr. Beast has been accused of this. Like, you should just do good for doing good. But I think, like, good begets good, and that it hopefully inspires other people to do something big or small. And that this is all your mindset. You can choose to look at it as her being, like, self-serving, or you can choose to look at it as her thanking Billie Eilish and hopefully encouraging other people to realize even the smallest of item you lost, your Billie Eilish t-shirt, could be absolutely devastating and give you greater perspective into the LA fires.
All right, Tom Brady is speaking out about who he thinks people should root for during the Super Bowl. I'm going to tell you about his choice on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No